This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on attempts to hijack the low-power community radio frequency. There have been virtually radio silence about the rush of applications from hopeful communities around the country hoping to build low-power radio stations under the new opening by the FCC for applications in cities. The deadline recently passed and more than 1,000 applications were filed, which would seem like good news, but might be both more and less than that as people try to get a voice in their cities. Corresponding with Peter Frank, a veteran Bay Area lawyer and low-power radio advocate, he may have put it best looking forward. By March 1st, we won't know the final outcome. What we will know is how many real community groups filed and how many phony cookie-cutter applications there are from right-wing and evangelical groups. Then one of the tasks will be to help the true community groups file petitions against the phony ones, since there is so little spectrum space. For some folks, there's already good news and some signs that the FCC may be moving faster than usual. Our friends in Fayetteville, Arkansas have been trying to put together a community radio station for years. We're a singleton, meaning the sole applicant for an available frequency, so they know they are finally winners. Meeting in New Orleans at Fairgrounds Coffee House with other area nonprofit applicants who, like AMFM, had filed for low-power frequencies, all of us had competition of one sort or another, with only the Vietnamese application being a singleton. Robert Dunn, head of the media department for Delgado Community College, couldn't help feeling outraged as a victim of the cookie cutters who are trying to hijack the process and block legitimate access. One of the local applications was filed by the notorious Hispanic Christian Community Network and its president, Antonio Cesar Guell. This network of 40 existing low-power stations incorporated all of the applications on one day in late October as nonprofits in Texas, and filed a total of 245 applications, hoping, I assume, to bull rush the FCC into scoring another 20 or 30 by mucking up the process. RecNet, a radio consulting and engineering company, filed an informal objection with the FCC to flag this strategy, citing the following problems with the applications: identical phone numbers for all the organizations, identical email addresses for all these organizations, the email being Cesar Guell, identical educational statements for all of these organizations. In some cases, main studios in gated communities, apartment complex, and non-existent addresses. All applications, despite the physical state, are incorporated in the state of Texas. This is despite many states requiring foreign nonprofit organizations to also register in their own state. M&M Community Development Corporation also seems to have filed about 100 applications, one of which is also blocking Delgado's application. Fraught with errors, including saying they were located in Gretna, VA, not LA, substituting Virginia for Louisiana, this outfit already has stations around Atlanta and Boston, along with Lafayette and some low-power television in Texas, so it's using the same tactics. They will lose, but the delays could be costly and take years. Even when there's an open window, some folks still believe the only way to stop communities is to try and break through a back wall when they can't fairly walk through the front door by the rules. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.